The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
Rob just mentioned something that we used to talk about from time to time when it first came out. It's called the Squatty Potty. And it helps you get rid of everything better when you're on the toilet.
Yeah.
It's like a little stool thing. Keeps your knees bent. You put it on, it keeps your knees bent and all that. That's something that women will talk about all the time if they have one. They don't care. But if a guy ran around talking about how he has a squatty potty and he loves it and all that, people would be like, oh, gross. Nobody wants to hear about that. But women will talk about it all the time.
Nasty.
And then they always have a reason that it's okay. Well, I mean, women poop differently. We don't do it as often as men do. That's why we need stuff like that. We go, no, you just need to quit talking and go to the bathroom. That's all they do, man, is they talk and they pass up dump breaks. They're like, I need to go take a dump. I need to take a dump, but I ain't through with this conversation. I haven't told her three times exactly what the hairdresser said to me. I got to get the third one in there. It's been 5 minutes. Yeah, but it looks weird. I don't think I would like one of those things.
I don't think so either.
I don't just need a bunch of diagrams on how that works. You know, I don't need the cartoon.
That cartoon was a lot.
I'm going to turn my head.
Yeah, it's like those those knockoff poopery commercials where it actually shows the animation of the stuff falling into the toilet.
Yeah,
and trapping the smell and all that. Yeah, it's. For years, we had toilet paper commercials and tampon commercials and all of that stuff, and everybody knew exactly what they were for. Didn't need a demonstration. Didn't need to, you know, get too plain with the language. Didn't have to have, you know, cartoon bears because of the old, you know, the old thing about does a bear sit in the woods?
Yeah.
You know, that's where that came from, right?
Oh, I didn't know that.
I never thought about it.
I was wondering, like, why did they...
Yeah.
Bears.
Yeah, because that I assume, I don't know that for a fact, but that's what I've always figured.
That would be a genius thought. It never occurred to me.
Yeah, never.
I hate those commercials with the little toilet paper on their butts.
My hiney's clean.
Toilet paper residue.
My hiney's clean.
No offense to them for having it, but who's wearing a squatty potty t-shirt?
Oh, I would.
Oh, well.
No, I wouldn't. Wouldn't
wear that? Yeah, no. What is that? What is the one that looks like an ice cream cone, Riggins? What is that?
Is a unicorn pooping out a rainbow ice cream.
Yeah, what does this other one say?
Oh
gosh.
That's nasty.
That's a squatty potty t-shirt?
Yeah.
Ew.
See, and that's the thing. Why you got to get so gross with it?
Sorry,
you got a product. It's easy to see what the product is for. You don't have to be a clown.
Right. Thank you.
You know, why you got to be a clown with it? So anyway... If you're looking for your man's package to be smooth, I want to tell you about Manscaped. It's not the same. We've been telling you about Manscaped for a long time, and for the manscaping, it is the best product, you know. if you want your guy to not walk around with cuts and nicks and all of that stuff. This is top of the line. But they also have other products like refined cologne. It comes in a really sophisticated looking package in the box and all of that stuff. I got it for Christmas. Actually got it for Christmas from Manscaped.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a gift from them.
Wow.
So with Valentine's Day and all coming up, it'd be the perfect gift for your guy. And here's the thing. You use the code ACETJ at manscaped.com. You get 20% off plus free shipping. And then you need to check out all the other products. You know, like the lawnmower 3.0, the trimmer that we've talked about. They also have the down there deodorant.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And if anybody knows whether or not your guy needs that, it's you. You know what I'm saying?
Good point.
Now here's a line from their official advertising. It says they also have the toner to keep your testes besties. So we got that. 20% off, free shipping if you use the code ACETJ at manscaped.com. And remember, Ace and I were using Manscaped way, way before they even knew that we did radio and stuff.
Right.
Like I have the 2.0 as well as now I have the 3.0.
The 3.0.
Too. Yeah.
You should use them at the same time. Cut down.
Yeah. Yeah. Got one going in the front, one in the back.
Listen.
Right. Come on now. You ready?
That is a great product, though. Uh-huh. It really is.
Right. It's a ceramic blade on the trimmer.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. Rather than being a metal, steel, you know, ball chomping blade.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It's not a ball chomper.
A ball chomper.
And that's also not a good nickname for a lady.
They call me.
Oh, hell. Here comes the ball chomper.
Classy lady.
Cover yourselves.
Look out.
You know, I knew that they had some special police forces and all in California that go around busting up parties that aren't supposed to happen because A, California is a communist state, and B, because they're supposed to be quarantined all the time and not spreading the COVID. But do you know what they call that special unit?
No.
They call it the Super Spreader Task Squad.
Super Spreader Task Squad.
Yeah.
And
now that's pretty cool, I think.
And like, are they alerted? Like people can call a number and say, hey, I think my neighbors are having to get together.
Right. It's kind of like, you know, I think L.A. was the first police department to have a gang unit.
Yeah.
Just dedicated to gang crimes. So this is the Los Angeles County Super Spreader Task Force. And it says they've been breaking up parties all over the place.
Man.
And the main thing that they're breaking up, that they're finding most of their cases are underground stripper parties.
What?
The underground stripper. Got to see some strippers.
Yeah. They broke up three of them in the Los Angeles area Thursday alone. Three separate underground stripper parties.
Underground.
And then another one Friday, last Friday.
Because Scribble's got to work, and they've lost a lot of money in this deal.
Yeah, that's a good good idea. Didn't think it out all the way, but
I
did.
But I mean, is that something as a police officer you want to be telling everybody? Yeah. What department are you working? I'm in the super spreader task force.
Yeah, you're right.
Now, if you say it in a sexy way, it's pretty hard. Hey. I got my badge today. I'm the chief of police in the super spreader task squad. Spread them. Oh, we only deal with the super spreaders. Oh, I'll take care of it. You damn right, buddy boy. I'm the head of the super spreader task force.
I got the badge. She's got the badge. I got a badge. I'm hunting them.
ready to capture.
Police, open up. Super spreader task force is at the door. Better open up. They had a thing on Twitter the other day. These people in Canada, maybe it was around Christmas, that they went in because a neighbor had tipped off the cops. Hey, they've got, I think it was 16 family members or 12 family members. You're only supposed to have 6 people in the house. And the police went in and the police physically removed, because people were fighting.
What?
Them, and the police physically removed 6 of the people out of the house.
I'm not leaving.
I was like, damn, people just turned in their neighbor.
What?
They're trying to have whatever, a meal with their family.
You're like, do you know snitches get stitches? I would go out and say that to them.
Yeah. But the pictures from these underground stripper parties look like they've just rented big office spaces. And the lobby, they've brought in like these temporary stages and stuff. Look.
So it's not as underground as you envision it.
Yeah. A little makeshift,
stripper stage. Instead of having a wall of mirrors on like behind the stage, they've got, 6 of those full-length mirrors that you can buy at Walmart or Target that you stick on the back of a door, like you put it on the back of your closet door. That's what they have on the back wall behind the stage.
That lighting cannot be good for strippers.
But hey, man, when I want to see a butt, I'm going to take a chance.
They
got some hookah pipes up on the thing.
This reporter in L.A. said last week it was a swingers party. This week it's multiple large stripper parties.
Oh, only big girls?
Yeah, as they break up super spreader underground parties. One in a flower shop, another in a desk distributor business.
Yeah, that must have been
a flower shop.
Yeah.
That just seems wrong.
Yeah.
Don't strip inside the flower shop.
Why?
Or be swinging. Because the flowers don't need to have to deal with that.
All the ladies like flowers.
Seems like so innocent, and then you just taint it.
Yeah. No, well, I'm going to see some taint.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get tainted.
I have a question. Why do your daffodils smell like ass? Yeah.
And perfume. Okay. Let's say you are a friend or an acquaintance of the person that gets busted for throwing a stripper party. Okay. And you see it, underground stripper party, and they're busted by the super spreader task force. And you see it on the news or on the website for a newspaper. And you'd be like, damn, they got busted? And why wasn't I there? Why didn't he invite me? Like, I could still see where, even though they got busted, most people would be like, ooh, I'm glad he didn't invite me to that, or I would have been in there busted. But I think more people would, more guys, when you're talking about strippers and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Why not?
What'd I do?
Yeah.
That's a bunch of bullshit. I didn't get invited.
You may not go, but your feelings are hurt that you at least you weren't even invited.
Yeah.
I don't think I would go to an underground.
Yeah, you would.
You're not sure about
you would.
Yeah, I don't think
I know I would.
No. You would, I know.
I wouldn't go to an underground strip party.
Yeah, I'm not going to an underground strip party. Nobody believes that.
In a flower shop.
Alexis, nobody believes that.
But you would go to this place that sells desks. They have in that office building. Yeah, I'll go to that.
Yeah,
so you won't go to
that's
the flower shop, but you go to the underground stripper party at a desk distributor building.
Yeah. Office vibes.
In a warehouse.
That's a vibe. That's a vibe.
I would hide if cops came. I'm just going to crawl under a desk.
I like strippers. I'm a flower. Nothing to see here. I'm sunflower. Keep walking.
But how do you tell your how many of these people were married? How do you tell them you got arrested?
Right.
For, being at a super spreader underground stripper party.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough sell. Would you be mad, Alexis, if your boyfriend were arrested because he was at an underground stripper party at a desk build desk warehouse
or in a flower shop.
Yeah. No, but I'd be like, you lying. That's not where you were. Like, I don't believe that.
He's like, no, it's true.
Yeah.
You know, Billy had Billy paid some strippers and they came and we all went to this stripper party at the back of a Staples.
All right.
You know, you just say, and you didn't bring me any food?
Yeah. Yep.
They didn't even have hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah. Baby, it was in the warehouse at a Staples. We didn't have Office Depot.
They got candy bars in there.
I know they had it. At least they had a crock pot full of meatballs. Yeah.
Little Smokies, nothing.
You didn't bring me back a plate. Oh, hell no.
Get out.
Right. How would I say?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think that would go over well at my house.
Oh, you don't think so?
Yeah.
I would love to hear.
And this is in California, where I think they, don't they still have the three strikes program?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah. I don't know if they do
like,
or not.
No matter what the crime is that you commit, if you're convicted three times, then you go to prison, no matter what. Like, it could be breaking and entering the first charge. It could be bank robbery, the second charge, and the third charge could be jaywalking or doing something so minor, but it still ends up getting you arrested and sentenced to something. Yeah. You got to go to the penitentiary. That used to be the law in California. And can you imagine if it still is? Somebody's in there that's got two strikes, and then the third strike is I was at an underground stripper party, and I broke COVID protocol. Now I got to go to prison for 10 years.
So I was in a flower shop.
I was making it rain rosebuds.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I wonder how much the people that own the buildings are charging to like rent it out. I mean, that's a good hustle for them. They're like hands washed. I don't pay me the money. I don't know what you guys are doing.
Yeah, just don't touch the petunias.
Yeah, they arrested 137 people Thursday night.
Those three places.
Yeah. In all three, they arrested 137 people.
Sheesh.
See, Riggins, like that thing that you were talking about the other day where people say that, it, like the two of us go to Grand Canyon and we're like, it's not worth it. Everybody else just raves over, but it's not worth it. I am constantly amazed at how guys will just basically ruin their lives over going to strip clubs and going to watch strippers and all that stuff. It's like, is it really worth that?
Is it worth it?
Like, you cash your paycheck after work and go straight to a strip club and spend it all, and then you got a wife and kids at home, and what do you got to show for it?
Nothing.
Well, yeah. A divorce, probably.
Yeah. A knee in your crotch for 20
minutes. But there are guys
minutes.
Who are just over the top obsessed with strip clubs.
Yeah, I don't understand it either.
Yeah. They're fun, but I'm not going to spend all my money out there. Ruin my life.
But TJ Doe's a guy that did that. He got paid on a Friday and went straight to the strip club and spent his entire paycheck at the strip club. Yeah,
and he made decent money. He was in construction, and he was one of the higher-ups on the crew.
Did he think that he was going to get something else out of it?
No, he just got in there, start drinking and having fun and, you know, just regular stripper things. Because we left together, too. We got there together, left together. So he didn't hook up with any of them.
So the whole time that you were there with him, he spent his whole paycheck?
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Were y'all paid weekly then or bi-weekly? It was a long time ago when TJ worked in California doing construction work.
I think it was weekly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think it was weekly. But
did
yeah.
Did you know that was happening in the moment?
Yeah. Yeah, because he's a maniac. He's just like, get that one over here. Get that one over here. You know, and still having to observe the rules of no touching and, you know, not being a creep. Or
was it mostly lap dances that he was spending the money on?
Chair dances, which is dancing for you at the table, maybe on a chair in front of you, but they don't grind on your lap.
What? And he spent his money on that?
Yeah.
Crazy. Like, I could only look at you, but I'm going to give you all my money.
Mm-hmm.
Those girls finessed. They were hustlers.
Well, and they also would get him to buy drinks for them. They'd sit down and talk to him. And then, you know, once you buy a drink for them, then it's going to be really expensive because they get a cut of it. And, you know. So, a lot of places.
What do you mean? One vodka tonic is $38.
Mm. What? You know that they charge for water after, well, before COVID. I think they stop serving alcohol at 2, and then they start charging for water after that.
Sure, they don't.
That's crazy.
They do nothing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't play.
Because Molly dries your mouth out.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ. If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. NEOGENIX.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
All right. Today is Today is National Hot Sauce Day.
Ah.
So send us a DM. Tell us what your favorite hot sauce is.
And
mine's Crystal.
Anything out of the ordinary, you put hot sauce on.
Yeah. Like your deer.
Oh, my God. What?
Is that what you mean? No.
Yeah, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that might be probably not a good time.
Now, listen, I'm not one to sit and with a, like, say I'm eating a burger or something in one hand and a hot sauce bottle in the other, dumping hot sauce on each bite.
Yeah.
That I put it on the burger and spread it around and then eat it. But that's hardcore if you're sitting there splashing it on every bite that you're taking. Yeah.
You put them on fries? That. Hot sauce on fries?
No. No. Not usually. No. Mm-hmm. No. I put it on, like last night we had crock pot roast and carrots and potatoes and stuff. I put it all over that.
Hot sauce, really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I put it on a lot of things, meals.
Mm-hmm.
But usually not like just having fries or whatever, or not normal.
I don't like when people, like, it would bother me when I worked in restaurants. And I don't know why this would bother me, because it's not like I was eating the fries. But when people take ketchup or hot sauce and they put it all over the fries instead of dipping them.
Yeah.
Oh, like, it would bother me. Like, why do you do that? They're going to get soggy.
Yeah, I don't. I usually, if I'm having fries, I dip them in ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Ranch. Or Yum Yum.
Love Yum Yum sauce.
Yum, yum.
Mm-hmm.
Yum, yum.
But I'm not usually one either to have a bunch of, you know, a lot of people have hot sauces, like several kinds, and they'll try, you know, it's like they're a connoisseur of them everywhere they go, and they have some kind of silly name on a hot sauce bottle, they'll buy it. And I don't do that. I don't like it that much. But you don't like hot sauce at all. Do you, Alexis?
No. Nope.
Which goes against your peeps?
I just stay going against my people. No beans, no avocado, no hot sauce. But I get so much crap for it because my friends will come over and they're eating and they're like, oh, you got hot sauce? I'm like, nope. How do you not have hot sauce? Because I don't eat it.
Yeah. Wouldn't you, next time you go to the store, just get some to have it for them when they come over?
If they can bring their own hot sauce if they want it.
I got hot sauce in my bag. Swag.
Yeah. Hospitality right there.
I don't mean to be flexing, but I travel with hot sauce.
So you're not one that, like, when people are going to come to stay, you think, oh, tell me some of your favorite things to eat. Like, we know my mom comes, there are certain Pop-Tarts that she likes and that kind of stuff. We always make sure we have all the things that she likes. You're like, screw it. If you need anything in particular, you better bring it your damn self.
Yeah.
Like, you got rolling out the red carpet.
You got a house guest now.
I do.
Did you do anything special for her in anticipation of her arrival?
I did. I went to a grocery store and I bought snacks and I got creamer. I usually don't have creamer with my coffee. Mm-hmm. I bought creamer because I knew that she needs creamer.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, so I do those kind of things. But hot sauce is never something I'm going to ever use. So it's just a waste for me.
It's your cousin?
Yeah, my cousin.
First cousin?
First cousin.
Okay. Does she eat hot sauce?
I haven't asked her that. I don't know.
Probably.
Maybe.
Yeah. I'm
trying to think what she ate yesterday.
And she lives in Massachusetts?
Mm-hmm, in Boston.
Okay.
And how old is she?
She's 24.
Huh.
Yeah. She made me feel old.
So what are y'all going to do this weekend? Y'all going out? You going to take her out on the town and partying and all that? Or, because I mean, you're already admitting that you don't like to do anything anymore because you've become an old radio hag.
Yeah, which my friend is now calling me that. Thank you all the time. She texts me, radio hag.
Love it. But what can you do?
In bed at 8 on a Saturday night.
Are clubs even open now? Because they have to be closed by 10, right?
Yeah, they are open, but they got to be closed by 10. So we're going to go out to eat today, a couple of different places. And then tomorrow we're going to go down to my mom's because she wants to go do the whole tea thing. She thinks it's so cool.
The what?
Where my mom, remember I told you guys that my mom goes to this place where they actually do tea service and they do like the lumps of sugar and like the whole tea setup and you have to wear a hat. And it's just like a whole thing. So
tea.
Like a snapback.
No,
flat bill snapback. Yeah. Is that what you wear?
That's what I wear.
Wear my tea, ho.
I'm here for the tea.
I was
this
told.
Oh, my God. This shit hot.
Damn.
Don't nobody drink this.
I'm gonna burn my mouth.
It was iced tea. So. Do you dress like Southern Belles to go in it? Because that's what it seems like to me, like an old thing with Southern Belles, with the dresses and the lace and the bows and all of that.
Well, the last time we went, which was the first time I went, the first thing my mom said to me as I walked into the door, not even hi or how are you or a hug, she was like, that's not how you dress to go to tea. So I'm not sure what the dress attire is.
What did you wear?
I was wearing jeans and like a nice shirt.
Do you know the name of the place? Because Regans can look it up and see what the ladies look like in there. Men wearing seersucker suit coats and seersucker shorts with a bow tie and dress shoes with no socks.
No socks.
Uh huh. That's that Charleston look.
Where's the what city is it in?
Newberry.
Or Saddle Oxford.
I found three of them.
I'm trying to see where it is. That's what it's called, the Gallery Tea Room.
Oh, well then, never
rum.
Rum. Yeah, I can the see Gallery
why,
Tea Room.
I can see why your mom was like,
So what were you wearing, like sweats or something?
No, I was just wearing jeans, but she was wearing like a
jersey dress? You were wearing a jersey dress?
Yeah, a jersey dress with my Tim's, my Tim Heels.
A Knicks jersey dress.
Repping the Sixers.
Hey, what's up? I'm here for the tea.
Where my tea at, bitch?
Where my tea at?
Yeah, Celtics till I die, bitch.
Thirsty as hell.
Oh, my mom's like, I'm never bringing her to tea ever again.
That would be the goal if it were me. Like, I'm going to make it where she never takes me to
this place is nice.
And what were you wearing?
It looks sharp.
I was wearing jeans and like a blouse.
Like a blouse? So you mean like a t-shirt you got at the thrift store? That's like a blouse.
A blouse.
A blouse. You are getting old. Calling it a blouse.
Did I say blouse? Because that's the type of shirt it is.
Let me just put
what do you call
blouse.
It?
Put on my blouse.
A dress shirt? I don't know.
Put my rouge on.
My rouge. Powder my face.
I got to powder my
not
face.
Even. I'm not wearing a stick of rouge. Don't look at me.
I've always wanted one of those perfume bottles so that you would press the little
pump.
Yeah, the pump. Yeah. I want one of those.
So what are you wearing this time? Dressed in a big hat?
I guess they have the hats and stuff there.
Ew.
Like you can I know. That sounds like everybody wears
hat.
Everybody wears
hat.
You know all the regulars in there like, oh my God, Doris, look. She's got one of the loner hats. First timers, I wonder where they live.
Mm-hmm.
Did you enjoy the tea?
I did, and it was cute. My mom is very into stuff like that, so it was because we walked in and they greeted her by her first name. So I'm like, Mom, how many times do you come here a week that they know you on a first name basis and they know what table you want?
So your mom's in a higher class.
Well, no, her mom is very diverse because she's into old South traditional things like that. And she's also into everything there is Korean.
Yep.
That's right. Yeah. I forget about that.
Her magnets.
Yeah.
What else? She loves living in the country. Loves it. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, were there any men in there?
No.
No, I wouldn't.
It's also like in an antique shop. So it's at the top floor of the antique shop.
Yeah, I was going to ask when I looked it up. They were selling, had a whole section that were selling stuff, it looked like.
They've had that place in the family. So like the lady that cooks the food and she makes all the soup and quiche and she does all the food, her husband's parents own this store and they've had it since before she even met her husband. Hmm. So this little town.
So he married money? Is that what you're saying?
I think so. But it's cute.
Oh, man. If I had a little breakfast place or some, you know, some little eclectic restaurant like that, I would have a special station set aside. You know how they have an omelet station?
Right.
I would have a quiche station.
Love quiche.
And call it the quiching booth.
The quiching booth. Hey.
That's good. That's good.
I like that.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love a good quiche, though.
I don't.
You don't?
Mm-hmm. I like
quiche. What? You guys are crazy.
But I don't like omelets either.
Oh, and you don't either, right?
No.
Yeah, that's weird.
I love an omelet.
No. I love omelets.
I want a fried egg with a runny yellow.
I'm tardy.
Slimy, sloppy eggs.
I took that butcher knife and put it up to her neck.
You know what else my mom, I found out my mom's doing? And I found out this online, not even because she told me. I Googled her name the other day just randomly. I'm like, let me see like what comes up.
OnlyFans.
No.
Oh, man. Busting it up.
No. Oh, that would be weird. So she started volunteering at the art center in this little town, and they have like an opera house that's really huge. A lot of artists come to perform there.
Mm-hmm.
But she's making jewelry and selling it at this art place, and it was online. And I was like, you're selling jewelry now? Like, what?
Yeah, where did this come from?
Exactly.
She's like, I'm a hustler, baby.
If your mom had an OnlyFans, would you confront her about it?
Yeah, I confronted her when I saw her Pinterest that she had a whole board of just men, and it called it papacitos, which is like Spanish for like daddies.
Papacitos.
Say that again. Papacitos.
Papacitos.
Okay, I just wanted to use that later.
Papacitos. Hello. Hey. Hola, papacitos. Papacitos.
Papacitos.
At casa. Does that mean I'm home? Papacitos at casa.
At casa.
At casa.
At casa.
Me, casa. You, Picasso.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. Neogenix.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny podcast is available on all major podcast platforms and acetj.com.
Man, we got just a few minutes left, and it's going to be weekend off.
Hell yeah.
Working 4 days in a row this week has been hell.
Tough. Real tough.
Hail. It's been hail.
Hail.
Hail, y'all. I got to get a haircut today. I got to go stupid. I'm going to go until like 1:30.
Yeah, so Ace is selling his songwriting talents.
I'm not selling it.
Oh, you're not?
No.
You're just helping the person? You're going to write a song for somebody and not charge them?
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Yeah. Just want to see if I can do it. Never done it before.
Look at you.
I haven't accomplished anything yet. So I don't know if I can pull it off. I just, you know.
Right. So far, he has written Roses Are Red, Violets Are Blue.
Right.
A little bit to go.
Yeah. But you gotta get something on the paper to get the creative juices flowing.
Yeah. You mean like rolling paper or something on the rolling paper?
No, that might be a better start.
So are you known in the industry now as like a good songwriter?
No, I'm known by this one person that I know that said, "Hey, I have an idea, but I don't know how to do anything musical." And I was like, "Well, neither do I. What's your idea?"
Yeah.
And he said, "You know, could you write a song for me? You know, here's what it needs to be about." I was like, "I don't know, but I'd like to try because I think it sounds fun to see if we can pull it off." So we'll see. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's supposed to be a song.
So is it?
So we can't really talk about it.
Okay. Is it a listener or somebody you know personally?
Somebody I know personally.
Okay.
Who is also a listener.
All right.
But yeah, somebody I know personally. So I don't know if it'll work or not.
Yeah. Okay. So if you know him personally, I'm sure I don't.
Right.
Sure, it's not part of my crowd. My type of people.
Yeah.
Wow.
Actually, you do, but that's okay.
I doubt it. So are you meeting him in the parking lot of wherever he works for his little lunch break?
And no, in his office.
He's going to eat a Sammy while you're telling him how to say he loves his woman?
Right. No, at his his office.
Yeah.
It's a good place to get creative in a office.
I'm not going to get creative. I'm just going to, like, you know, chit-chat. I said, "Hey, I need some ideas to get started." He's like, I don't know. I don't really have any ideas. Can you help me?" I'm like, "Well, damn. Okay, let's."
The idea I had was to get you to do the shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what else do you want from me?
Damn.
Huh. Anyway, just put this thing out today. Like, which of your hobbies do you think you could spin into a career? And Ace, let's see. Music was number 6.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Huh. Health and wellness.
How's that a hobby?
Well, because it's supposed to be a way of life.
It's a lifestyle.
Not a hobby.
It's a lifestyle.
But I bet you Gwen, that used to work with us, thinks that she could take health or wellness, and make a career out of it. Yeah. I mean, she's been at home with her husband, who's laid up with the COVID, and every day she's making a different healing soup. I mean, she's like a minister that can lay hands on people.
And what did you call it? A healing soup?
Healing soup. Yeah, evidently there are different kinds of healing. There's a book that she's going from or something that's a book full of recipes for healing soups.
Healing soups?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
You know, she's into all that. Like, she won't eat anything from a can, Alexis, because of the metals and stuff that could be in the food. So she goes and buys, like, green beans. She buys that out of a pouch. Goes to the stores that sell green beans in pouches because the can is not good for you.
Toxic. It's all toxic.
She's always been like that?
Yeah.
No, but for a long time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know... Well, her kids don't know any better. They don't know what real food is.
That's because she's a mom. That's why. Now that makes sense. I forgot.
Yeah, I mean, but you watch when they go off to college. They're going to get fat as hell. Because they're going to be like, "Oh, my God, this is fantastic."
Yeah, that's butter.
Yeah, and then she won't love them anymore.
Yeah.
Do you think Gwen would love her kids if they came home fat from college? No way.
No, not a chance.
You wouldn't give one iota of a crap about them.
Yeah. Don't come home for Christmas unless you've lost 10 pounds.
Oh, my God. Yeah. No, she would.
Yes, she would. Yeah, she would she would not let that rest.
Yeah.
That's mean.
Mm-mm.
It's true.
There was only one on the list that I think I could spin into a career if I needed to. Well, maybe two. But one's not a hobby that I do. I'm just good at it. The number one thing is what people said they could spin into a career is writing, or they think they could, writing.
Yeah, most people are not as good a writer as they think they are.
No. Three is cooking. I could do that.
That's good for you.
Yeah, most people are not as good as a cook. Right. I mean, they think, oh, people like my food. Yeah, that's a big difference between that and cooking in a restaurant. I've always said TJ could cook in a restaurant. I've wanted him to go be a chef in a restaurant, like for a night.
You wanted to be a chef?
No, I wanted TJ to do like, hey, come, TJ will be the chef for the night at a restaurant
that
or something
would be cool.
Like that.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think you should go be a chef.
I think I'm about to spend some time trying to learn to cook some dishes.
You're going to cook?
Well, I want to learn to cook some particular Louisiana things that I feel like I should know how to cook because I'm from Louisiana.
Ooh, you want me to teach you?
Would you?
That'd be cute.
Of course. I would love that. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'd start you on jambalaya.
Yeah, I'd like to learn. I should know how to make gumbo, jambalaya, all these things. I have a vague idea, but I don't really know how to do it. And they're traditional Louisiana things. I would love to know how to do
like alligator sauce pecan.
let's slow our roll just a little bit.
It's like, let me learn how to cook a rice first.
Right. Let me work on a rice dish, and then we'll proceed from there. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Bless their heart. Every time Jody cooks rice, at some point it boils over, and all down the side of the boiler, you see that streak of just that white crap.
Oh, no.
She doesn't mess up the rice. It just boils over.
Out of the bag and stuff?
Mm. Yeah.
You guys don't have a rice cooker?
I don't have any unitaskers in the kitchen.
Unitaskers?
Mm-hmm. TJ doesn't allow for unitaskers in the kitchen.
Right. If it's just made to do one thing in the kitchen, I don't need
it. So tea kettle, you don't got one of those?
Nope.
Can opener?
Yeah, that's about the only thing that's and it's not electric. It's a hand crank because it takes up counter space with an electric one. There are things that you can't avoid that are unitaskers, like a toaster, stuff like that. But as far as a chopper, like a vegetable chopper thing, no. Plus, they suck. I mean, I can take a knife and chop onions faster than you can take one of those slap chop things and cut up an onion.
The chef at the restaurant taught me how to cut vegetables like the way the chefs do it. Mm-hmm. Once I learned how to do that, I'm like, I'm a whole chef now. At how I cut vegetables.
Do you have a little bitty knife?
No, I got a big knife.
Really? You work it off the end of the knife, right?
Yeah.
The blade doesn't come up and down. Yeah, it doesn't. Mm-hmm. You don't pick it up. It just rocks back and forth, right? And you roll your the end of your finger under.
Yeah.
Is that right? So you kind of hold it with your knuckles almost.
Yeah. Right? And then
halfway there.
They also sell those little metal things that go over come over the fingertips.
Yeah.
So you don't chop your finger.
Like a knight's glove almost. Yeah. Yeah, those things. I would try to use one of those and it was so big I couldn't.
Oh man, I'm gonna get one of those just to think it sounds cool.
It is really cool.
It looks cool to have on to be wearing like I'm cooking some shit. I gotta get my glove on.
But you
I like gloves in general.
Can you cook things like chili and stuff like that? Can you do a homemade chili?
I don't know. I've never tried.
It's super
easy. I'm pretty sure I could. It doesn't seem that hard.
It's not.
Can you make a grilled cheese sandwich?
Hell yeah.
Can you make cereal?
he can make it disappear.
Oh, I love this. Uh-huh. Jason said, oh, TJ, are you going to lie to Ace like you do about other stuff, about how to make stuff as a prank? But no. Everybody has toothpaste to jambalaya. Just a little toothpaste in your jambalaya.
Secret ingredient.
That would be so fun. Yeah. Yeah. And when your mama gets here, make this for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
But you're out of Hawaiian punch.
That's not what my mom would put in jambalaya, TJ. I'm pretty sure. I bet you didn't notice. Yeah. Everybody puts it in there. It's a Louisiana staple.
Yeah. I mean, before you make the crawfish Alfredo sauce, you got to marinate the crawfish in Kool-Aid. That's what gives it that bright, rich color.
Like, yeah, I've never seen my mom do that.
A lot of people skip that step.
Right.
Don't tell anybody. They'll all be doing it.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes. On the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ. If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. Neogenyx.
This is Share Funny, live on the Ace and TJ button. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on aceandtj.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
Oh, yeah, baby. Yeah. I'm only asking you this, Riggins, because people have been asking me. Because I've learned a long time ago that if you want to talk about your personal life, you'll talk about your personal life. So I'm asking for somebody else, a bunch of other somebody else's. Have you seen the girl again that was your new sheet guest? Like where you went and bought the new sheets and stuff. Have you seen her again?
I bought pillows, but I needed pillows.
Oh, pillows. Yeah, that's right.
I needed pillows. No, I haven't seen her again.
Okay.
I plan on it. I just haven't gotten around to it.
But she doesn't plan on it? Is that the problem?
Well,
I mean, I plan on hooking up with Angie Harmon one day.
Well,
she just doesn't have the same plan.
Yeah. I mean, I had a good time. I don't know. I can't speak for her.
But have you talked to her?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
I'll report back.
Yeah.
She's younger than you?
Yeah.
A lot younger or some younger or what?
A few years.
A few. What's it like, 4 or 5?
Yeah.
8?
No.
7?
Yeah, she's young. She's younger. I mean, not insanely younger.
Yeah.
Does she wear a uniform during the day to school? Not that young?
Not that young.
Okay. Not that young. All right.
She's blonde, brunette?
Yeah, listen.
Redhead? What?
Yeah, redhead.
Is it?
That's what I'm into.
Okay. I want a shot of that redhead yonder looking at me.
Yeah,
I'm not picky about hair color. I could care less.
Yeah,
couldn't care less.
Yeah.
I like fake red hair.
Yeah, so does my brother. Yeah.
Like that red, like blazing like red color. Like
stop sign right. Red.
Yeah.
My brother used to call them Nantucket Reds.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means. That might be offensive. Yeah, I should probably look that up.
Sounds dirty.
Yeah. Oh, I love a Nantucket Red. That's what he'd always say.
There's a guy in Tennessee who was arrested for arson, which I don't get. I think they're, they've just abused their power here for arresting him for arson. All he did was set fire to an abandoned grocery store to try to scare away the homeless people squatting in there.
Oh, my God.
You can't do that?
Yeah, it worked.
Well, he didn't own the place, did he?
I don't know. That's all it says here. There's a thing that says click for the full story, but that was another step. I didn't.
However, I guess.
You know, in Tennessee now, I guess you can't burn down a building.
Yeah. I was going to say, I didn't. Before anybody sends a nasty message, yeah, it would still be illegal even if you owned the building to burn it down.
Very illegal. Don't do it.
But my question is, if he owns it, what's the problem? He
don't own the building. Last I checked, I could burn down my own damn building.
That's what I thought.
But would it be illegal if you're not trying to get insurance money out of it?
Still illegal, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? What's the crime? Who's the victim?
Well, I don't know. I think you just can't burn down buildings.
I don't know. That sounds right, though. It's probably right. True.
I don't know the technical reason why, but I'm positive I'm right on that one.
You can't burn down your house, probably.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm right, but I'm right on that.
I feel like you're probably
can't
right.
Be burning down buildings.
So on Law and Order, whenever there's a motion to dismiss evidence or, you know, whatever, saying that it was the evidence was collected illegally because the warrant didn't cover this or that or the other, and they just start spitting out, like citing all these cases where it was accepted in this case, or that case, or whatever. The ace is like, yeah, that sounds wrong.
Yeah. I just have a feeling that this is how it is.
Well, there's a thing here that says how to legally burn down your house. No, really. Yeah, you have to. There's a whole thing you've got to file before you can burn something down because you have to prove you're not committing insurance fraud.
Right, and you probably have to have the fire department on hand.
Yep.
Things like that.
Yeah, that does.
But in Tennessee, we don't know what town that was in. He could have actually gone and talked to the volunteer fire department and said, "Hey, I'm trying to get rid of these homeless people out of that abandoned grocery store. I'm going to need y'all on standby because I'm going to smoke them out."
You're damn right.
That is exactly how I would hear it in my head. I'm going to smoke them sandwiches out of there.
Just like when you're hunting squirrels with a dog and the squirrel just goes into the trunk of the tree.
All right.
You got to build a fire, smoke them out of there.
That's right.
Here's the reason why it would be illegal. Because the intentional burning of any structure is considered demolition.
Oh.
And you have that requires permits.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And any type and a full inspection for asbestos or other hazardous materials. So that's why it would be illegal to just set fire to it without having first, you know, filed a permit for demolition.
Asbestos, asbestos.
Yeah. Asbestos. I want to go to that desk in the courthouse where people have to go to burn down their own house just to see what kind of people show there.
I'm here to burn down my house.
Yeah. Right, who do I talk to? I'm going to burn that son of a bitch down.
Go down there, hallway E, third desk on the right.
I'm tired of my wife asking me what I'm going to do with that old house. I'm going to show her what I'm going to do. I'm going to burn that son of a bitch to the ground.
Alexis, many, many years ago, the first house that I ever had with my ex-wife, we were in an argument about something one time, and I said, tell you what else, too. If nobody likes it, it's my house. I will burn this motherfucker to the ground.
Oh, my God.
And then I stopped and went, hang on a second. On the off chance
that it
the house catches fire tonight, I won't really do that. Like that's, even I was able to realize that's you're kind of out of control on that one.
You almost lost your cool there.
Hold on a minute. I recovered it quickly. It's like,
But Alexis doesn't even she doesn't know any of the stories like where you beat your own ass.
What?
Like when he busted his own head.
You beat your own ass.
Yeah. But he did deserve it.
Yeah. He was talking shit. Yeah.
He was talking shit to himself, and then and he just couldn't take it anymore. And he gave himself plenty of warning. He said, one more word, and I'm going to bust you in the head. And then he didn't listen to him.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Didn't give him a choice, really.
Yeah. So, himself stepped outside. Yeah. Let's take it outside.
Yeah, it's been a long time, though, because I don't wear my college ring anymore, but occasionally every now and then I
used to
wear
blood on it.
Yeah, I used to wear my college ring.
Part of it's in your head.
I got so frustrated about something when I was like, God, and I just...
You hit yourself?
And I was like...
Ace, what?
Yeah. And then I thought, like, why is that warm? You know, like, oh, damn, that's blood. You know, okay.
That's blood.
That's blood in my hair. That's blood. Not good. It wasn't like cut open. It was
so you made yourself bleed.
Yeah. But it wasn't like bad.
You were that angry.
It wasn't bad like it sounds.
I effing bleed for you.
Right. It sounds a lot worse than it really is. Yeah.
Okay, now all I need to do is work up some sweat and tears.
Oh, Ace.
Yeah. I'm not proud of it. I'm just saying.
Mm. Oh, no.
Why?
Fact of life.
You're not proud of that?
He beating his own ass.
I mean, like, stop beating yourself up.
Yeah. Like, hey, don't beat yourself up about it. No, literally, stop beating yourself up over it.
It happens.
What, Regis?
It's like when your older brother like grabs your hand, stop hitting yourself.
Yeah.
Stop hitting
yourself.
So Ace's left hand had his right hand.
Yeah. Stop hitting yourself. Stop hitting myself.
Was there anybody around to witness this?
Jesus. That's the main thing.
And he wasn't thrilled. The Lord.
The Lord. That's funny.
But, I mean, that kind of stuff's no longer part of his life. Because he don't wear the ring. Just because, you know, to avoid that again.
Well, what about the other ring? You think that one would make you bleed?
Oh, yeah, that thing, it's heavy.
You want to try?
A heavy ring.
Just kidding.
See. I mean, you know, it wasn't too long. I got frustrated a while. It's been just a month. I'm trying to I just start talking and I need to shut up and not tell y'all this. But yeah, it was. I told y'all this, that I broke that picture frame over my head when I got frustrated.
Oh, yeah.
Months
ago. Yeah,
I got mad and just like.
And that didn't hurt you?
It hurt like hell. It hurt after.
And what
in
was
the
bad
moment, I didn't realize it. But in the moment, it probably, I just didn't notice. Like, it was like, oh, God, I just slammed it against my head and it broke. And later, I realized, like, wow, my head really hurts. That yeah.
You can give yourself
good.
A concussion. Right.
And the worst part about it was that he was at an art museum.
They're like, who's that crazy
Luna
over there?
F and Lisa.
This is Cher Funny.
Oh, yeah.
On the Ace and TJ button.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. Neogenix. What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.